Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
The popcorn moment. Let's do the thing. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. It starts with a tweet from David Hogg. I know, you don't care, but it's funny. So go with me on this. I use it for purpose. And David Hogg, of course, one of the Parkland students, who got abused by adults to be anti-gun and decided, hey, people like me if I'm anti-gun, I'm going to be anti-gun, and got to go to Harvard because of it. Remember, David Hogg never earned his way into Harvard. He privileged his way into Harvard. He woked his way into Harvard. And there's a vast number of Asian students who will never get the opportunity because, oh, we've got enough of that kind. Don't look at me. Look at Harvard. David Hogg goes to Twitter and says, blank Ron DeSantis. Well, that's a fine how do you do. Blank Ron DeSantis, the man is waging a war on education, our children, and is trying to turn Florida into a crazy, you know what, Christian nationalist dystopia. We need a mass movement of Floridians for educational freedom, safety, and democracy. Well, if you hate Christians, David, just come out and say so. But this education conversation is a stunning one. The education conversation that you see in Florida is predicated on an idea. And the idea from the left is everything was fine, and then the political right started attacking. If you want proof, this was from a Joy Reid's bigoted show on MSNBC. Listen carefully.
You know, there's always been a tradition here in the state of Florida, Joy, that if you didn't necessarily want your children to be exposed to the critical thinking, academic freedom, and curriculum that were taught in the public schools, you could put them in private schools and pay for that. But what the Republicans are saying now is they want total control. They do want to, ironically, indoctrinate. And out of a fascist playbook, it's almost a cliche, they are literally starting with the classroom and working their way all up to the university lecture hall as well. It is a total effort. They are conscientiously making these decisions.
Now, the only part of that that's accurate is that the political right has made a conscious decision to get back into understanding and giving their opinions on education. But let's break this down into its two component parts. Part one.
You know, there's always been a tradition here in the state of Florida, Joy, that if you didn't necessarily want your children to be exposed to the critical thinking, academic freedom, and curriculum that were taught in the public schools, you could put them in private schools and pay for that.
First, this wasn't a tradition. It's what people may have done. But also, you think that the people who put their kids in private school don't want to give their kids an education. Nice little spin there, Democratic pollster. His name is Fernand Amundi, I believe. You see, if you don't put your kids in public school, you don't really want them to have an education. No, you want them to have a warped mind. That's what he's saying. These elitists have no issue with telling you how much they hate you. They'll attack you as a person. They'll attack your religion, just like David Hogg. Well, if you wanted your kid not to learn the right things, you'd send them to private school like an ignoramus. What are you going to do next? Homeschool them? I assume that's how they laugh. I'm not really sure. But that was part one. Now we get to part two.
But what the Republicans are saying now is they want total control. They do want to, ironically, indoctrinate. And out of a fascist playbook, it's almost a cliche, they are literally starting with the classroom.
How ironic is this conversation? Because that is exactly what we have seen from the political left when it comes to education. Not everywhere, but in far too many places. They have indoctrinated the students. They are the ones who demand total fealty. And all the political right did is say, hey, we're seeing something here with the critical race curriculum we don't like. And they got called domestic terrorists. They had one thing they didn't like, and the left didn't say, well, let's take a look at this. They said, you just want to control the classroom. And the right said, no, we want this thing gone. And oh, by the way, is that porn in the school library? And the left said, you're just terrible, awful, evil Christians. And the right said, okay, we'll just take the damn thing from you. And that's why they've been winning school board races all across the country. The left believes that when they do it, it's normal. But when you, when the political right does it, that's what's offensive. They never question what they do is whether or not it's right or wrong. Oh my gosh, we're the only people who can do this. No, you're not. And the money belongs to the student and not the school. If ever you've heard somebody discuss something that should make you say at the end of it, wow, we really should break the teachers union in two, it's this. And David Hogg, who is laughable. It's the only reason I bring him up, just for the comedic effort.